So continuing from where we left off, Mitzvah Hashem, discussing the Nineveh Emunah and Bitachon. I'd like to thank the Bortz Mishpacha for sponsoring the Nifras Yosef Ben Rafael, Shalom Hashem and Aliyah. The Drebin Mishpacha, the Yeshuas and Surfside. Yeshuas for Gans Klaisel. So the Inyan of Bitachon, we were discussing the past couple of Shiurim, the Ha'ara which was raised by the Chazanish, the Mahalach of the Bashem Tov HaKadosh. Continue along those lines in Mitzvah Hashem, but a different nekuda to try to find the bridge between the midah of bitachon, as we're beginning to understand by the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and the relevance that this or of emunah of bitachon plays in the times of Mashiach. Because generally speaking, we refer to Mashiach as a person, as a tkufa, and it's very mysterious, as the Rambam writes, how those events will unfold, what exactly is the times of Mashiach. But we have statements from the Gemara which seem very puzzling to us. For example, Ein bein yomayis ha-Mashiach lo'ilam hazeh, ela shibud malchiyus bilvad. The Gemara brachos. The only difference between yomayis ha-Mashiach and the current times is that we won't be oppressed by the nations of the world. Now that needs to be understood, because that's all that we have to look forward to. It's just a break. But can't be. So let's try to explain the Inyan of Mashiach, as the Sfar Mekdashim tell us, a derech ha-chassidus, that the Aryeh Shel Ha'al Shem Tov is shaykh to the Aryeh Shel Mashiach. And to further along this machlekes between the Chazon Ish and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So we're going to turn to the first Maamar Malkum on the right side. And again, this is not a shir in bitachon, it's really yisaidus of the Baal Shem Tov, but there are certain things which should be said. And oid chazon lamoid, mitzvah Hashem, we should have this chos to speak about bitachon more be'ian. The Kamarni here in the top right, this is a double paged sided page here. When a person is zeiche to what he calls a das elyon, a higher way of understanding things, not Bilam's das elyon, a real das elyon, like we've been speaking about, the goodness of Hashem, the emuna malach laris kavodai, that Hashem is mechayas kulam, zeiche lehishtavus. And this is something which the Baal Shem Tov speaks about a lot. Maybe we'll get to it. Hishtavus means everything is equal to me. Bein Shashem Yisborach Misnagim O'Bechesed, Bein Shem Misnagim O'Y Begvura, Hakol Hishtavus, Bechesed Ashira, Begvura Ashira, Hakol Shav Etzlov. Everything is equal to me. Mekabu Be'av V'chiba V'hu Bechinas Shlim B'mara Yaakov Ishtam, Shlim. Targum says Yaakov was in Ishtam, he was Shlim, Tamim Tihia. U'be'amuna Zais, and with this emuna, if a person has this in his hand, he knows that everything comes from Hashem. Like we've been speaking about, that when tzara comes, so tzara turns into ritzei. When pesha comes, pesha turns into shafa. The reason why we're bringing this up again is just to address the ha'ara that some of the chaver was making. Knowing that Hashem runs the world and He's in control and everything He does for the good means that we don't have so many opinions about things anymore. We're not going to discuss whether or not a person can will what he wants out of situations using bitachon. That's almost like an abuse of the system. But the point is that if you know that Hashem Yisborach is kuloi toiv, kuloi meitiv, and He knows what's best, and He's the Das Elyon, why would you have an opinion as to how something would come out? Not always will a person be on a darga where he's going to be able to have such a bitachon that it will always reveal itself in this world as being kuloi toiv. He may not be in that darga. That's what the Baal Shem Tov calls Gam Zulatayva. Gam means that even in the revealed world, he sees that it's Kulay Taif. But Kol Man Rechman Latav of it, that he knows and he believes that even the circumstances don't come out as like he would have liked it to come out, but he knows internally, behind the scenes, in the Pnimius, that it's actually for his good, even though it may be a little bit schwer. So that's expected of a person. And he shouldn't have so many opinions or bregas with Rebbeinu Shlom that it didn't come out the way that he wanted to. Because he knows that Rebbeinu Shlom knows what's best. That's something to keep in mind. We're not going to delve into that sugya b'iyun, but something to point out as we're crossing this bridge, the hainu, as soon as a person has this das elyon, the requests that he starts to make of HaKadosh Baruch Hu aren't requests anymore. We'll have to see when we come to the inyan of tefillah mitzvah Hashem, the derech of the Baal Shem Tov when it comes to tefillah, what role does making requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu play when it comes to actual tefillah, if any. That's Aleph. But Beis is going to be the Iker discussion, which is how we began. And we're going to turn our attention to the Chazon Ish at the top, because we already began with the Chazon Ish, and he has the following concluding statement in his piece on Bitachon. Fascinating inyan. Yesh oin mimidas habitachon. So we already explained the sheet of the Chazon Ish, that Bitachon means that a person recognizes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to think that anything will come from that lemaisa, just to know everything Hashem does is for the good. All hakom igzeres habayri elyon. Now, there's another thing he says in Bitachon. He's willing to admit the following thing. A person who's a true Baiteach, he's a Baal Bitachon. He has within him a Ruach Kodesh, a certain Ruach HaKodesh, or Mislava Imoy that goes with him, Ruach Oiz, a very strong spirit, HaMavasrei, which tells him, Ki Amnam Yazru Hashem, that Hashem is going to help him in this, that it's going to be good. And he refers to David HaMelech. Im tachane alay machane, in a time of tzara, lo yira libi, my heart is strong, I'm not afraid. Im takum alay melchayma. Why? Bezoyis ani b'teach. Because I have bitachin. The Chazon Ish is willing to admit that a person who's a real Baal Bitachin can reach a madrega, that he'll know in his heart that everything is actually going to be okay. There is such a thing. Such a madrega exists. Now, a person who doesn't have that madrega, so he can't expect that everything is going to be okay the way that he would like it to be. But the Chazon Ish is willing to give this, that there are times that a person who is a Baiteach, who is a true Baal Bitachon, will be in a circumstance, im tachane alay machane, that he knows in his heart it's a certain Ruach HaKodesh that he has, that is going to be a good outcome. According to a person's level of bitachon and his kedusha, it will vary the degree that he should be zeichet to such a thing. Ad kant divya Chazon Ish. Now, what would the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh say about this? Take a look at the next Maariv Makom, Likuta Yam HaChachma, which is Itchemayer Morgenson Shlita. A Ramban HaKadosh Shoyel Ma Hevdel Ben Amun LeBitachon. The Ramban asks, what's the difference between Amun and Bitachon? Emunah means knowing that everything comes from Hashem. So what does Bitachon mean more than that? Emunah means the study of the inyan, learning the inyan. Bitachon is lamed b'zeh b'shas hanisayon. Putting it into action is Bitachon. That's the shita of Ramban. If a person does that, lichyos emunah b'poyel. He's living by his emunah. B'sha'a shabala fanav nisayon. In real time. Continues with Vichemar. Meharav tzi hirsh mizid choyiv v'chein hu oid b'svar makdoshim miyashim ba'ifin acher. They explain the difference between emunah and bitachon differently than the Ramban. She'emunah hu she'yadea she'hakol b'dei shamayim v'hakol yihye b'vadei l'toyv. Right? This is what we saw before, that the derech of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is knowing that everything is b'dei shamayim with a certainty that it will be good. But he calls that emunah. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyser rak toiv. And since everything is b'dei shamayim, he can have such expectations, so to speak. So what's bitachon? Well, bitachon hu sheyesh lo emunah kol kach hazaka, that the emunah could be so strong. Be'oifen shekvar achshav margish ech hakol hu toiva meroyev madrigas of bitachon. Sounds like the Chazon Ish, that a person can have such a darg of bitachon that he can feel, it's a hergish that he has, a ruach kodesh, that everything will be good. He can feel it in his heart that it will be good. Even though it hasn't happened yet. Because he's on such a high level of emunah bitachon, he can feel achshav, that that it is good and it will be good in the present moment before it even happens. Umekvayim kvar ata bichinas v'his aneg al Hashem, that a person is able to delight on Hashem, v'yitin l'chem ishalas libecha, and Hashem will give you your request even before it happens. So we're seeing already the Chazon Ish and the Baal Shem Tov merging on this aspect of Bitachon as we begin to broaden the sugya a little bit in explaining the Yisrael of the Baal Shem and Bitachon. Take a look at the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Bashalach below. He too references Davan HaMelech just like the Chazon Ish did. Va'al pi shekosev Rashi b'Tehillim Kapitel Yudches Mehulal Ekra Hashem U'min Oivai Ivasheya. Notice the Seder here. Mehulal Ekra Hashem. I call out to Hashem with a Hallel. U'min Oivai Ivasheya. And I am freed from my enemies. I have a Yeshua from them. Seems a little backwards. So says the Kedushas Levi, Shedavid HaMelech Alav HaShalom Meroiv Bitchoyne BaKadosh Baruch Hu Called Tzara Shebo Alav Hayo'emer Shira Koydim HaTshua. David HaMelech, because of his great level of Bitachon, was able to sing a Shira before the Yeshua happened. He's in the middle of the Tzara and he was already singing Shira. Because he had complete Bitachon that Hashem would save him. V'hayo'emer Shira Al HaTeshua Koydim HaTeshua. Again, this is the Darg of David HaMelech, who speaks about Bitachon more than anybody. Because he was Megala, a certain or in Bitachon, that he had a hergish b'shas ma'isa, that everything would be good before. To such a degree, it was Vadai, that he would sing a Shira, and it wasn't a Shira Lashav. Because in his book, it was already done. The Yeshua was already completed. You can imagine such a level of Bitachon. L'chore, we see such a Darga of this Vadai, already b'shas ma'isa, be'achshav, even though it hasn't happened yet, as an explanation in Tosfos, if you go to the far right, there's a Tosfos above the Metzia, Kof Yodalet Amid Beis, where Eliyahu HaNavi is called a Kohen in the Gemara, when he was in the Beis HaKvaris. So Tosfos asks a question, Teim Aliri, a wonder, now that you're telling me that Eliyahu is a Kohen, how was he able to go to the son of the Ben HaTzafatis who died, and he made a Tchiyas HaMesim on him? As soon as he walked into the room, if he's a Kohen, he becomes Tomeh. He laid himself down on the Yelid, he did some type of a CPR, and he brought him back to life. How was he able to do that? How can he be Metami to the Mace? Teimalari. Now this is Tosfos' answer, but there are other answers given by the Rishonim. But look, this is Tosfos' answer. V'yesh loymar, shehaya bara loy shichayehu. He knew vadai that he would be able to do it. Lakach hayamotem mishum b'kuch nafesh. So Tosfos comes up with a heter that he put himself in a matzav where he would become tamei, vadai, but it was mutter because his tchias ha-mesim was a vadai. It's fascinating, Tosfos.
Or a
suffix, you
wouldn't be able to.
Right. Oh, because I'll suffix. Well, then anybody could be a suffix to Yisrael Meisim, right? I guess we have to be Meshire, you know, what type of a suffix it is. But Tosfos says Eliyahu was a vada. And L'chari, it's not just that it happened to Eliyahu, but it's a bechin of Eliyahu Hanavi, such a thing. And maybe we'll explain a little bit later what that means. But what we see here is that what does it mean he knew b'vada? What, it was some type of a Ruach HaKodesh? Eliyahu was a Navi and Hashem came and gave him a Nevuah? There's a hidden Nevuah which we don't know about? No, the Torah says that Eliyahu was a Baal Bitachon. And because of his Bitachon, he knew b'vada that he'd be able to do a Tchiyas HaMesim. Now this is all very good and well when it comes to a Tzaddik, a Baal Bitachon, a Kadosh, very high levels of Bitachon we're speaking about here. But it's nogea to us because not always with David HaMelech on a darga that he could say bevada he felt in his heart that he would have a Yeshua. Because everybody has their aliyahs, their nefilas, their yiridas, what the Sfarim call meichin de gadlus, meichin de katnas, and the Marianaim speaks about this a lot. And that's what the Kedushas Levi in this next piece on the right Parshas Yisrei brings out, and it's a little long to read the whole thing, so I'm just going to speak it out outside, just the basic kasha, which he says. He quotes the pasuk, Kol goyim svavuni b'shem Hashem ki amilam, sabuni gam svavuni b'shem Hashem ki amilam. And he explains basically a side which we saw already from the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Beshalach, that when David HaMelech was in a state of Meichin the Godless, he knew b'bitachon, with his bitachon, that he would be able to overcome them. That's called Kol goyim svavuni, even though they surround me, b'shem Hashem ki amilam, I take them down. But now, go about 10, 12 lines off in the end of the piece, where he says, the first word of the line is Amilam. V'zeu b'shem Hashem ki Amilam. Ki David HaMelech alav ha-shalom haya tamid oyved Hashem Yisbarach ma'ichin the godless. David, more often than not, was in a state of ma'ichin the godless, and he was holding, like we had seen before, a shira l'Hashem. He would sing shira no matter what, even before the Yeshua. But now he says, Aval lefamim kishenafam imadrigasai. There were times that David would fall from his level, v'avad l'Hashem Yisbarach ma'ichin the katnas, and he'd have to serve Hashem in what's called Meichin the Katnas, that he didn't have that clarity of Vadai, he didn't feel Hashem in his heart. There were times that David was scared, where David was somewhat human. Vizehu sabuni. That's why David HaMelech says in the second pasuk, sabuni, gam savuni. Why does he say sabuni here? Sabuni, gam savuni, unlike the first time where he just says savuni. That's called sabuni. Lefamim ba'ilai ezem ha'ira min ha'umais. Gam savuni, hasviva haya bimamish. I felt that they were around me. I felt the insecurity. Ki yinafalti mimadrigasi vahisi maragish hasviva b'machshavti. It penetrated those thoughts of pachad and noira, which he didn't want to have. Why should he have any noira, mayra of anything other than the Ribbono Shel Olam? V'afal pichin, David says, b'shem Hashem ki amilam. The same exact lashon which he said in the first pasuk in the state of Meichin the Godless is the same here. B'shem Hashem ki amilam. Batachti b'chesed elyon. I still had bitachin. Sheyachris kol hakamim alai v'yotzi'eini mitzara l'ritzei. Of course, alluding to what we saw 2 days ago, that piece from the Gulas Yisrael of turning Shefa Pesha into Shefa, and turning Nega into Oneg, turning Tzara into Ritzei. By the way, that's the Kavanah of the Arizal during the Meham Tzarm. The Arizal has a Kavanah during Shemona Esrei, that when you say Ritzei Hashem in Shemona Esrei, it's supposed to be Mechaving to turn Tzara into Ritzei, which is everything which we're speaking about. When a person's in the Tzara, a person is Mechazik himself, Shemona Esrei, he has Meichid the Godless, he has Bitachan in Hashem, turns Tzara into Ritzei. That's Kavanah from the Ari. What we see from this Kedushas Levi is something very nogea to us. Because we may never have had an experience yet, or we could say about that, I know what the Chazanish is talking about. I have that Ruach Kodesh in my heart, I feel Hashem's closeness, I'm margish the Vadi that things are going to be good. But it doesn't matter. Because it's not only because a person has that feeling that he can be guaranteed that it's going to be okay. It's not that Hashem is giving a personal guarantee. There's always the guarantee. That's the Kedushas Levi L'shitasa going back. If bitachon didn't work for you, that's because you didn't have bitachon. Bitachon is a state of chachma. It's a state of das. It's a state of understanding. A person can't just hold up a card, put a bumper sticker on his car, and say, I'm about bitachon. It comes with an amkis, a depth of understanding, a das, a meichin the godless that a person has. Not that a person is about madriga, that he understands that Hashem is kulei chesed, kulei tov, always, always, no matter what, which means that even if a person is in a state of meichin the katnus, if he has iron don't be talking, then he'll turn tzaras into ritzes. And that's what the Kedushas Levi is teaching this pasuk here in the Hallel. David is saying, B'shem Hashem kiyam yilam, B'shem Hashem kiyam yilam, doesn't matter, machin the godless, machin the kindness. Even if I was intimidated at times, if I held on to my bitachin, because I'm b'yteich that Hashem is vadai, I banked on that, everything always turns out the good. That's no gear to us. That's halacha l'maisa when it comes to bitachin. From the side of the Bashem to the Kodesh. And it's nogea to us every single day in davening. Davening is the time where the Ari explains that Meichin the Godless come down, Meichin the Abba of Chachma, of Bina, Tshuva, Bitachon, like we spoke about. And we begin davening by saying, V'ani b'chastacha v'tachti. Yogel libi b'shuasacha. Right? I believed with bitachon in your chesed. Yogil libi b'shuasecha. He's talking about that feeling, that ruach kodesh of yogil libi. I can be margish b'vadei, it's going to happen. Ashir l'Hashem ki gomal olai. I'm ready to sing. And even though that day hasn't happened yet, we wake up every morning, it's only beginning. We're already singing shira. And we burst down to mizmor shir Chanukah Bais Adar. We're singing shira about the Beis HaMikdash. That the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Meaning every single morning a person could, should, hopefully have a hergish in his heart of this Dargi Lavan HaMelech is referring to, that I can already sing about the Beis HaMikdash because I know if it's not going to happen today, it's going to happen soon. And really what Beis HaMikdash represents, we're going to speak about. Because the Gemara makes statements like, Kol mi sheyesh lo das, anybody who has das, ki'ilu nivnas Beis HaMikdash b'yomav. It's as if the Beis HaMikdash is built in his days. What does that mean? If there's no Beis HaMikdash, what does it mean? If you have the das, and it's as if you built the Beis HaMikdash. Aramimcha Hashem kidilisani is the next pasuk. I already sing shira. Why? V'lo simachta oyvayli. I mean, I'm already singing even because I know v'lo simachta oyvayli, that they're not going to overcome me, my enemies. Not because you didn't let them have simcha over me, that's why I sing shira. David says, Aramimcha Hashem, I already sing it. V'lo simachta oyvayli, because I know you're not going to allow them to. That's the type of a hergish that the Anshe Knesset HaGadoyla built into the Seder HaTfilah. The person should have that experience of David HaMelech, which is why all of the Shachris is really based on the Tehillah, the Hallelujahs of David HaMelech. A person should be margish that every day. You should have such moichin in the beginning of the day. I don't know how this day is going to go, but I'm already singing Shira on this day and everything Bechlal, because I'm strong in my bitachon and I have these moichin during davening. I can bank on Hashem's Vada. Let's turn the page. The Basayin, here in Parshas Lech Lecha, is addressing the inyan of Avram Avinu in his Mechama against the Chamisha, the Arba Melachim. And when we learn the Sugya of Avram Avinu against the Arba Melachim, we think that, listen, Avram was a very big tzaddik, he had a lot of tzchuyos, Hashem helped him out. It was supernatural, but Avram was very beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because he was so beloved, when he went out to go save Lot, Hashem went the extra mile for Avram Avinu because he loved Avram very, very much. Says the Abbas Ayin, and we're just giving a little bit of Ad Hezbra, that's not the Pshat. That's not Pshat. Take a look at the Abbas Ayin, at the top here. Hu nimshach mi b'chines emunas Hashem Yisbaruch Hu b'tchonu bay. The story of Avram is the story of Bitachon. Ratzel leimar, machmas emunu Bitachon shahay l'Avram avinu l'vashalom b'bori kolayilam em yisparach shumay. Shebevadei komada avi rachmona l'tav avid. Because Avram was a super bal Bitachon. V'zehayim eviyoy shiikayim etzen avayu baruch hu afilu b'davar hakoshek hazeh. And because of his Bitachon, he was willing to do whatever Hashem asked of him. That's why he was matzliach. And v'zehu v'avram ben chamesh v'shem mishanim b'teisim yicharim. That's where the Torah tells us, interestingly, the age of Avram, that he was 75 years old. Why do we need to know that in the beginning of Avram's journey? Because bitachon, he says, hayon kishe yotzem yicharim yotzem midas bitachon Hashem, because bitachon is gematria 75. So when the Torah tells you Avram is 75 years old, doesn't care that you know his age, it's telling you Avram is a bal bitachon. This is what you need to know about Avram Avinu. Not how old he is, but who he is. V'zeh v'avram ben chamesh v'shivim shana haynu shaz b'b'chinas b'tochen v'zeh garam l'letzim z'mecharam b'yisavim. This is why he left the house of his father and he journeyed solo on a journey not knowing where he was going, because he had trust in Hashem. This is the story of Avram. V'zehu by the chamisha malachim, Avram malachim v'yarek es chanisav yilidei b'yisoy shmon asar shloish miyos. He took 318 lads, and the Gemara says this is Eliezer, who's begamatria 318. So which it was only him and Eliezer. How can he make such a melchama? He didn't have any guarantees for the Rebbeinu Shlom he would win. We don't see that anywhere in the Torah. How did he do that? That's why the Torah tells you he was 75 years old. because he was a Baal Bitachon and he knew B'vad Hashem would help him. V'alze Meramez Bechines Eliezer. That's why the Torah wants you to know that he took Eliezer, because Eliezer is the Inyan of Bitachon. Ela Ke'avi Be'ezvi. That a person has Siyata D'Shmai, that Hashem is with him. That's what it means that he took Eliezer. Not just the person Eliezer, but the midah of what Eliezer means. Elokei avi be'ezvi, the midah of bitachon, that Hashem will be with me. V'zehu vayarek eschanichav shmoina asar shlosh miyos. But that's why it tells you, not that the name Eliezer, but I want you to know the number 318. Why? It's another beautiful gematria. Because Avram, with the word bitachon, 248 and 75, is gematria shin yurches, gematria 318. Avram bitachon, it's gematria 318. It was b'koyach his bitachon that he had atzlach. Right after the Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm worried about my schar. Hashem says, don't worry, schar chahar b'meoyed, you're going to have a lot of schar. Avram says, b'me'eda ki yirashana, and Hashem blasts Avram for that. If you could say such a thing. And the reason why is because Avram is not operating on the level of Schar V'Onesh. I mean, I'm taking it to a higher place of, we have a relationship. We're talking about Bitachon. You trust in me. You do big things for me. And you know how much I love you. You're B'teichem me and I do things for you. You're doing that. This has nothing to do with Schar V'Onesh. And you're asking me, but my aid with what's Chus will I be Zeichet Teretz Yisrael? You and I are in a much different place. You didn't win the war because of your Chusin. That's Chitzonius. It's because of your bitachon. So why are you downgrading us to Bama Ida Ki Rishana? If you have bitachon in me, you're going to have it. Just like you won the war because you have bitachon in me. But the story of Avraham Avinu is the story of bitachon. That's the hallmark of the Avos HaKadoshim. The bitachon. Not because they were superhuman, but because they had bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the legacy of the Avos HaKadoshim. And this is something which is nogea to us. We mentioned Eliyahu before. Eliyahu is the one who says in Tanna d'Eliyahu that a person has a chiyuv to say, "Masa yagiu ma'isa d'ma'isa yavaisa amin sab Yaakov." When will I be like the Avos HaKadoshim? Eliyahu exemplified that. He had bitachon that he would make a tchias amesim, like Avraham Avinu. He had bitachon he would win the war. That spirit, that ruach kodesh, the eyes that a tzaddik has, that bitachon in Hashem, this which is mavasim, is going to be good. He acts on that. And Rabbi said, that's really when we speak about this bridge between Bitachon and Yemais and Mashiach, and really what the days of Mashiach are. Yemais and Mashiach is not a tkufa. It's not a supernatural existence. It doesn't mean that the world is going to change. It means that a person will be a Baal Bitachon 100%. He'll have this darga. That he'll be able to sing Shira no matter what's going to happen. And by singing Shira, because he knows the Ribbono Shel Olam 100%, it's got his back, he'll be able to be poil everything the Taiva because of his Bitachon. Please understand this chilek very well. Yemais HaMashiach is not a different kufa where the world will change. It's a tkufa where everybody in Klaisel will be zeichet to that bitachin. And at the schus of that bitachin, everything in his life will change. Take a look at this next piece from the Bikuri Aviv. The dark Mayim Makom again. Asid in Yisrael, shem yitztarachu Yeshua mehashem. The time will come. Times are coming. That when a yid will need a Yeshua from Hashem. Lihyois boitchin boyishe bevada yazulehem. That time is coming that when we need a Yeshua, we're going to have bitachon that Hashem will vade help us. We will sing Shira to Hashem before it happens. That is happening. That will happen to us. We will reach the darg of the Avos. As if it already happened, the Ezra. That will reach such a high state of bitachon that it will be to us as if it already happened. These times are coming. That we will be elevated to such a darga of bitachon. Like the Gemara says about Chizkiyo, HaMelech. that he had such bitachon when Sancheir was coming, he was able to go to sleep on his bed at night and have a good shluf, as if like nothing was going on. Sancheir was coming with what the pasuk is 185,000 men, which the Gemara says was much, much more than that. And he went to sleep as if Hashem has it. Bevadai, Hashem is going to help me. The only reason why he wasn't Mashiach, the Gemara says, because he didn't sing Shira. We're not going to get into the intricacies of that, but it doesn't just mean Shira afterwards. It means Shira before. There's something about that Shira, which is Megala, the Nekudas Mashiach, that the ingredient he had to be the Mashiach, he had the Iker, which was the Bitachin. That's what the Gemara says. He could have been Mashiach because of his Bitachin. Because that's what Mashiach represents. It represents a certain darga of das that a person has, that there's a bitachon vat in the Ribbono Shel Olam. But there was one notch up which he was missing, which is the shira in that. It's like David HaMelech sang the shira. David HaMelech is Nisper Shashiach. Chizkiyo was so close to the darga of his great-grandfather David HaMelech, but he just missed it because he was lacking the shira. To further this point, if you take a look at the Mari Naim on the right side, he's addressing the Gemara. No, this is not the one who's addressing the Gemara. That's the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. But in the middle of the piece, if you take a look, Ve'al yidei shehu ba legadlus ve'hachavas hadas. When a person comes to a state of real das, das elyon, gadlus hamaychin, einoy chalal avagolus. Even in a state of golus, a person could be with a state of das, that he's not margish the galus at all. Like Chazal say, ma'avir minu o malchus v'ol derech eretz. Me'ein she'hoya b'shas matan tayro b'chlolus, u me'ein she'yehiyo b'eis ha-mashiach mi'ev v'minu b'tzmidus. Mashiach tzidkenu is a man of das, not a man of world change. The Klal Yisrael zeichet to this das. And again, in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, in the next Mar Mokum, Shamati mi'mayri, I heard from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, a beer in the Gemara, Lo Goli Yisrael Ela Shekafru Ba'Hashem Uvedavin Beer Shas Ein Bein Olam Hazel Yemoisa Mashiach Ela Shibin Malchias. What does that mean? That's the only difference. Like we raised the question before. Ugesheinu Mamin Zesha Kol Bashkacha Prates Maniz Baruch Shemay Rakam Mekoyich Vetsam Yadi Zenika Koyfer Ba'Hashem. The person is lacking in the Yisodis of Emuna that everything happens from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ula Asid Bimoisa Mashiach Asher Ruach Hatoma Yavar Min Haaretz Az Yisgal Da Hashkachas Yisbarach Shemay Bepati Pratias Uveze Yuvan Leigol Yisrael Atchekafru Bekadosh Baruch Hu Vizehu Shebein Olam Hazel Yemos Mashiach Shebemalchis Bavad. Not that the world will change. There won't be Shibun Malchias. That's it. That's what Mashiach is about. That there will be a Malchus, which is Mashiach, and instead of being us being under their Malchus, we'll have the Malchus. That's it? Yes, that's it. That's what Mashiach does. But really what Mashiach really is a Tkufa, which is a Das that Mashiach brings, that when Klal Yisrael has that Das, that's what changes everything. Because if Hashem has to change the Matzah for us, that's a Katnas. That doesn't build us, that just builds the Sviva. But Mashiach means a Tkufa where the Mensch is built. He's a higher person. He's higher Das. A bigger Hasaga, the Ribbono Shel Olam. He becomes a Bapatochan Amiti Bevadai. Take a look at the Zohar Kaddish on top. He speaks it out. Ve'ein bein ha'ilam hazeh l'yemaisa Mashiach el ha'shibun malchiyos bovad. Ve'ein bein olam hazeh l'tchiyas ha'meisim ela nekiyus v'hasagas yediha. It's about hasagas ha'yediha. Like Eliyahu HaNavi, who's the Malach, he has the keys to tchiyas ha'meisim. That he had the das to know bevadai. That's tchiyas ha'meisim. It's a hasagas ha'yediha. It's a certain das. And the tzaddikim in every single generation who are po yeshuas for Klal Yisrael, who had that bechinas Mashiach, the bechina of Moshe, they're poil yeshuas for Klal Yisrael because of the bitach. And take a look at the next Mayim Malkum below the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, which is the Sefer Degel Yehud, and the name is Fasam. It's going on the Megillah. Or Mordechai Yada is called Ashenasa. Mordechai knew everything which had happened, which al pipshat means that the gzeirah ra against Bnei Yisrael. But that's not how the Medrash learns. That's not how the Sfasemis learns. Oyd Yeshleimar sheyeda sheginatzlu. Mordechai knew that there would be a Yeshua. How did that happen? We don't see that there was any nevuah. Elamai, like the Chazanish, like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, he had that ruach, the kedusha. Shakadosh Baruch Hu is maidia letzadik sheyisrael yivashu. He has a hergish that he knows bevadi that there will be Yeshua. But v'afal pichin hatzadik mamshech leispalo. So well, if he knew, then why was he davening? Why did he call it tzayim? Teretz is because even though you know, you still have to go through the process of bitachon. I'm just being masbirit very quickly because we're short on time. And there's also tshuva, which is the other maichin, which is that they have to go together. The person has to be on the one hand that he's living in the asidas, that he knows bevada if he has that heregish, but he's in the moment and he sees that there's a tzara. He has to be in the tzara and in the ritzei at the same time. He made himself as if he was ki'ilu in a yodeya. Take a look at the Medrash Lakach Toiv. And the next Mar Malkam again about Mordechai. Afo pi shiyadu Mordechai migzeres haman, kfar yatsa ha'igrus ha'mashahaya haya, loikam v'loiza. Why was he not intimidated at all from Haman? Not just that he didn't bow, he didn't flinch. He was solid in his bitachon b'Hashem. He knew that the outcome would be good. Like Avram Avinu, like Moshe Rabbeinu, like the great tzaddikim, he was poil Yeshua's for Bnei Yisrael because of his bitachon. There was a hester upon him. Yet Hashem made nisim behind the scenes because what? Not that Hashem made nisim, because he had bitachon. And his bitachon made nisim. That as soon as the tzara came into the Dalai Lama's of Mordechai at Tzadik, tzara turned to ritzei, nega turned into oinig. That was Mordechai. That's why we say v'nahapachu. V'nahapachu. V'nahapachu means that the oisius turned over. That the tzirufim turned over. That it really was a gzera. But as soon as you come into the Iron Dome of Mordechai at Tzadik, everything turns over. Because in its primis, it's really l'toivah. And that's what the Zera Kodesh says here in the bottom. He has a piece on Hanukkah where he's Meirich, almost verbatim like the Gula Sisrael, which we saw 2 days ago, speaking out the whole Yisoid. But at the end, he concludes, V'zehu la'asid. In the times of Mashiach, in the times to come, the Gemara says, Yoyitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artika, that Hashem will take the sun out of its pouch. The Hainu, what that means, She'yasar ha'levush v'hatzimusam, that the chitzoni is that the way things appear will be removed, the yisro hachasadim, and we'll be able to see the chesed, which is hiding and concealed within everything. She'asim anu begaluseinu, which Hashem did for us, the hakol bekoyach habitachon. The pouch, that outer container, will come off because of our bitachon. Bitachon is what's going to do that lasid. Not just that it's a tkufa that Hashem will make it. Hashem will raise us up to levels of das of bitachon, that that's the yimayis mashiach. And just to further the point, to conclude with an exclamation mark, take a look in the middle of the page. Maran ha'alaki harivash, we saw b'Hashem, Amar, kishem mekasher ma'isagash b'chinas malchus ma'machshav v'das elyon. When a person has a das elyon, which we've been speaking about, this das, and he does ma'isagashmis, when he acts in a way that there's a consistency between his actions and his moichin, that it's a das elyon, it creates a yichud kutchibuchu shchinte, whatever that means. Ki Mashiach hu atzmo hadas shel kol Yisrael. Mashiach is not just a person who will just make things good. He's the das. He's the deep consciousness of Klal Yisrael. U'mala ha'aretz deyaz Hashem. Malaychol ha'aretz kevaydai. And he's makasher. He talks in a little bit cryptically here. He's makasher the malchus, which is cheshbon with the das, which is like the ma'isa with the machshava. Hu hiskadosh Mashiach. That's what's called Mashiach. This way of life, this way of thinking, this way of bitachon, this das elyon, the consciousness, that's what Mashiach is. So what that means, Rabbi Yisai, is that it's not that Hashem is going to change things in a klaliistic way, and then maybe everybody will have to shtel tzu. Every single person will have to be lifted up to that darga. And he can't bank on another person's bitachin. That's why in the times of Mordechai it didn't work out, that everybody, Mordechai should be Mashiach, even though he was right to be, for sure, in the time. Because it's not enough that there will just be a Mashiach and then everybody will go along. Every single person has to be on that darga. That's called Yemaisa Mashiach. And that's the next Mar Malkam. Take a look here at Chu Eschein. Amar HaBal Shem Tov Zal, B'inyan HaKasav, Karva Al Nafshi Ga'ala. Every single person is asking for his personal Yeshua from the godless of his Yitzhahara. When each person has his personal Geula, It's not the opposite, that there's a gula klalus and then everybody shtels too. No. When there's a complete gula pratis that each person has, it's this das. Miktanam va'agadayim, every one of us, lasay takol lishmo yisbarach levada. We'll talk about lishmo amir tashem. And how that fits into this piece, to this puzzle. Psiata d'shmaya. What we see here is that Mashiach is not a tkufa. Mashiach is a das. And every yachid is included in that das. And when every single yachid has that Yeshua, then that becomes the kaliyus Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. And this last Maariv Makom, which is so beautiful. Yaakov, Vayikra Yaakov Abana, Vayomer, He'asu V'agidu Lachem Yisrael Yikreschem Yachres Hayomim. Yaakov wanted to tell Klal Yisrael's children, what will happen at times of Mashiach? Look at this. B'shem HaBal Shem Tov, Asher Yikre. That Asher Yikre is Chemachas Yimah. Yikre is like a mikre. Yikre, mikre. Shekol echad ve'echad yeshiv al avaydasa behesach adas. Every single person will be doing his thing. He'll be davening, he'll be learning, whatever it is. And he'll have a moment of what's called a hesach adas. Like the Gemara says, Mashiach comes behesach adas. U'pisoim yavoy Mashiach. I think this dispels every thought, conception which we have about what Mashiach is. There's going to be a big shofar. Everybody's going to come running. It'll be on the news. Kanfei Yesharim. That's not Mashiach. That's all chitzonius. Mashiach is a das. You're going to be walking down the street. You're going to be thinking about a tosfos. And all of a sudden, there's going to be a das which is going to come in. You're going to say, wow, I'm looking at a world and I see things totally different. I see Melech Halar's Kavaydai. I see that really the Rebbeinu Shalom is everywhere. He's everything. And I feel right now about the Machayas Kulam that Hashem is giving me life. You're going to have a moment of Hesach Adas where that a new Das will come in, Pisam Yavaya Lechala, like the Navi says. That moment of clarity, of a higher Das, that's what Yaakov was telling his son before he passed away. That's how Mashiach comes. It's a new Das. And that's Peshat, which we said before. Kol Misha Yesh Lai Das, Ki Ilu Nidna Beis HaMikdash B'yamav. Beis HaMikdash is just a simen l'davar. Even when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Hashem had to destroy it. It didn't have enough kiyum. But in fact, the reason why there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, there was a taiva for sure in that. Because the das was cooped up in that eitz and davanim. But as soon as Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the das which was in that temple, in that bais, was an espashit to the whole world. They exploded the Beis HaMikdash, and with that, there was an explosion of das throughout the whole world. And all the hearts, they is Hashem. It's not just contained within the Beis HaMikdash anymore. You don't have to come only to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, to be zeichet to that das. It can be found anywhere. Malaychal Eretz Kavayidah. And kol mi sheyesh leideya, if anybody has that das, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, ki ilu nivnas Beis HaMikdash b'yamav. You could be living right now. You could be living right now in the times of Mashiach Tzidkeinu. Like the Marianayim said, me'ein Mashiach, with this type of a das, which is the das of the Gilu the Basham Tov HaKadosh. And that's why amongst the Hasidim and the Cheder of the Baal Shem Tov, Baal Shem Tov is referred to as the Or Shiva Sayamim, as the Or Yishol Mashiach. It's together with that. Al Pi Derech HaChasidus, by the Hasidim, the Baal Shem Tov was Megala Adas, an Or to the world, which is already like the Pesach to the Or Yishol Mashiach. Which means to say that if a person aligns himself with the Derech, with this Yisoid of the Baal Shem Tov, he doesn't have to go from what we're living now into the times of Mashiach, which is a new tkufa, because ein bein yomayis Mashiach lo'olam hazeh ela shibu malchus bavad. There's not really any chilik between them. It's just a matter of a das. And the Baal Shem Tov was the gili of that das. That yomayis Mashiach is a zman of maloi chol ha'aretz kavaydai, that the elokus will be tangible. And if a person has a emunah b'tochen, that it is tangible, that it's maloi chol ha'aretz kavaydai, that you can touch it, you can experience it. So then you're already holding in that das. And ki'ilu nivna beis HaMikdash b'yamav. That's what it is. And that's why Eliyahu comes together with Mashiach Tzidkeinu, because Mashiach is that das. But Eliyahu, like we saw before, is that bitachin which he had. This is the sheet of David, the derech of Eliyahu Navi. B'mheir yavoy, Eilinu Mashiach ben David, Eliyahu, Mashiach together. They represent this bitachin, this das, this vad, this being samech and a kodesh baruch, who's toiva. In a way, like even the Chazon Ish was able to admit, but for us, what that means, Lamaisa, we're not on the darg of David HaMelech to be able to be margish that yet. But we could be samech on the idea, on that vadai, if a person is willing to do so, and he's Meiser Nefesh, it becomes a vada to him, that truth, and he's soimich with that amuni b'tochem derechad b'al Shem Tov, then he could be living me'en yamayisa Mashiach even in this current reality. We should be zeichet to such dargas of das and b'tochem to ultimately see. Malaychol etz kevoide b'yaz goyal tzegim here.